defensively, you know, they've got the back-to-back shutouts that you've got going, but offensively, also not scored in either of those games. I just wonder, you've gone through some ups and downs this year as an offense. What do you guys need to do to, you know, start turning around again?
I don't know. Again, I think it's a case of, you know, wanting to, you know, classify every run or every grouping of games or grouping, you know, of results into one ball. And I don't necessarily see it like that. I see it as, you know, one game at a time. And, you know, what we didn't do effectively last game, we want to look to improve. And I think, you know, we had a couple chances last game. I think we missed the determination to get behind their back line and to really, you know, put them under pressure, specifically in the final third. And, you know, we want to focus on that a little bit more.
Well, without classifying into this group of games, that group, looking at the season as a whole, you've been shut out 6 times in 18 games, which is on pace to be one of the more one of the higher numbers in recent history. Is that concerning that you're at that point and at this point?
We want to score more, but what you're seeing is what opponents are doing. I mean, Dallas played with 10 guys behind the ball practically the whole game, and they played on the counter. And it's difficult to break teams like that down. And we've been through this before, and I think teams are kind of taking our strength and trying to use it against us and playing very organized. And, you know, it's difficult. You know, we've proven we can do it. Now it's just doing it more consistently.
I was talking to Hector about it yesterday. He said it's still overwhelmingly positive. And I mean, the guys know that it can be turned around. And it's still, there's still the staff, you're still giving them confidence. So it's not a case of, hey, this isn't working. It's, hey, it's going to get better. It seems like
Yeah, and I think, you know, we look at it, again, in game by game basis, and you know, we believe in the big picture and what we're doing. And I think, you know, in each game we want to improve and do it better. And I think, you know, we had a couple chances last game to score goals and we didn't.
Against Dallas, there was really good team defending, whether it was Anor going 1v1 or Chani doing some work in the middle there. How important will that same aspect of the game be when you look at this Rapids team with all of the attacking weapons that they have?
Yeah. No, it's a fun team to play against. And you know, I don't expect it to be a similar game to Dallas. I expect them to really try to attack us and play. And that's what's fun. You know, we enjoy those games. And I think, you know, we want to play as well and make it an entertaining game for the fans.
What do you think it's going to be like coaching against Pablo?
It'll be fun. You know, he's a friend, and you know, he's a competitive guy, and I think it's going to be fun.
Last week you had to deal with, you know, the heat and stuff. Now you're going out to the altitude.
Yeah.
You know, is this just how MLS is? Just
there's always something, man. Seriously, there's always something, and you know, you don't want to make excuses, but there are factors that are there that you have to deal with, and it's just up to us to deal with them. You know, other teams have done it, and you know, we have to go do it.
How do you deal with that altitude? I mean, I know there's a lot of different theories. Some teams go out early, some teams go out late, you know, things like that.
We go out late. From my experience there, I think, you know, I've had a decent record there. I don't think I've lost there. Let me think about it. No, I don't think so, but
I'm going to check in.
Yeah, check that. So, from my experience, you go out late, you know, you get in the last possible minute, take a couple aspirin, thin the blood, and in warm-ups, you really push over that hump. You know, you're going to be tired in warm-ups, but you need to go through it, because in altitude, you do get a second wind, and you want to try to get that earlier, you know, so you don't hit the wall in the first 20 minutes and you know, take a long time to recover.
After the game on Sunday, I asked you about trap playing a little bit more offensively.
Yeah.
You said, you know, it was different.
Yeah.
With, you know, that kind of change, however it's worked out, is that something that has become available to you guys because of the chemistry between him and Tony? I mean, we were talking to him yesterday, and he just said, you know, the way they work together, you know, one of them can take off forward, and the other one knows to sit back. And, you know, they've gotten this many games together in the midfield now in this system. You know, is that something that's just kind of materialized over time?
Yeah, you know, I think it's how we're set up. You know, some games we set up and we emphasize things a little bit differently. And in that game, you know, we purposely, you know, set up a little different. That gave him more freedom to attack. It won't always be like that. Sometimes we think that we can get attack from other places.
Is that an opponent based thing?
It was a personnel.
Okay.
Our personnel, and we, you know, looking to the strengths of our guys and how we can, you know, emphasize their strengths.
Now the transfer window's coming up here. And I'm sort of hearing some rumblings that you guys might be getting close on something.
Where'd you hear that from?
I can't tell you that.
Really? That's interesting. I can't imagine who would have said something like that, honestly. Is Tim telling you that? Seriously.
Tim doesn't tell me anything.
Who is telling? I mean, I can't imagine who said that with good authority or credibility that you'd actually believe it. That's funny. That's amazing. Tim, what are you telling them? Seriously.
I got nothing.
I wish, man. I wish. I wish.
Okay. And not to be redundant, but I know I've asked you this a couple times in the last week, as far as Giancarlo's status, and you know, have you fielded any offers yet on him?
No.
Okay. And I said, I know not to be redundant, but you know, the rumors start to pick up there, and you know, you got to keep asking.
So. Well, here's the thing: is that there's always going to be agents that are, I think, communicating or trying to communicate, but unless it's something concrete from a club to club, we don't take it seriously.
Right.
Because it's, if you took every email or text message from an agent seriously, you'd be wasting a lot of time.
Have you had much contact with him while he's been there?
Oh yeah.
How's he doing? I mean, just
doing great.
Confidence must be sky high at this
point. Yeah, it is. He's very thankful for the team, for supporting him and putting him in this position to succeed. And he's ecstatic. He's gotten some good game rhythm here, some good fitness here, and he's working with Michael in the back, and so he was very grateful for that.
Does that mean you've had random agents reaching out to you about Giancarlo?
No, but sometimes you get some things through, some communication, and nothing of note though.